Well, my head's in a right old spin tonight. I've gone from waking up feeling really chirpy today to having an afternoon of anxiety attacks and sort of like just mild ones, but just creeping up and creeping up. And I've just had a really full on one, and I've just taken the diazepam about half an hour ago, whatever it was. And I don't know whether it's psychological or whatever, but it's working. I think I'm calming down. I just need to now decide what to do to master my mood in some way. I know there's things bugging me that I've not fixed. I've been in the middle of doing a group system for Audio Booth, and I've just kind of like, I've got through it and then thought, oh, I'm just being, you know, it's just optimistic making groups because, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, whether it'll take off, be popular when the Audio Booth API is integrated and people can upload from the site. I'm hoping so, because I really want, you know, musicians to get into sharing incomplete work. But we'll see. I'm down on the whole thing, I think, at the moment, and I'm pretty much down on most of my web projects at the moment. Just thinking, what am I doing? I'm just playing about with stupid ideas. And yet I know that the only way to get on is to do and learn and break and fix, and you know, that's how I learn. I know that's the way it is. So I don't know whether to sort of like crack on finishing sorting things on Audio Booth for the groups, which will basically just be really modestly put, but they'll modestly put, you know, hidden ish not a main feature, but on the people page you'll be able to form your own group for a particular project. And it'd be a really easy way of collaborating. You'd be able to restrict whether people outside that group can see whatever content you want until you're ready, and all of that sort of stuff. It'll integrate really well with uploads to Audio Booth, because we can make them group uploads with tags, that kind of thing. It's a good idea. It's just that we're not mass. You know, we're just a small little hub with aspirations to really get people, you know, contributing, putting scratchy bits of sound on and sharing bits from the studio and little ad hoc bits and pieces, just a quick upload from the desktop once the API is on there. Anyway, the other thing that's frustrating me today is I've built this app, which is basically an aggregator for social media and bespoke for, so it's like friend feed, but for someone who wants to push their media around rather than just aggregate it in one place. It's an in and out friend feed, and I think it's really useful, and it's below the radar, so it's good for people who want discretion just until the point of release, kind of thing. But it's just really hard to explain. I think it's really useful, and I know if I was making music more actively, I'd find it really useful, a really useful way of getting my audio onto the internet and getting people to listen to it. But it's really hard explaining that to artists who really, you know, their thing is making music and they're not geeky to the extent that I am. And I haven't got the mental strength to, really. I've got the mental strength to develop web apps and play about with ideas, and I can do them quickly. I just built a Twitter poll app, which is, you know, sounds pretty crap, but I couldn't find one apart from Poll Daddy, and that was all too involved. But this is just a no sign up, fill a poll in and tweet it for people to vote on. And I don't know, I'm sure there's one out there, really. I can't be bothered doing any more with it, but I did it in about half an hour and just thought, well, that was pretty straightforward, and you know, I've only just started learning really all this stuff, so I think I've got these skills and stuff, but I don't know. Well, you know, I'll develop them. I just don't know whether I've got the mental strength to deal with the people that I'd want to develop products for. Oh God, I feel like a nutter today. I've got to tell you, I feel, I don't know, I feel like I've got mental health problems, which I know I have, but I forget sometimes, and it really frustrates me, and it really sort of makes me, yeah, it makes me do that. Yeah.